Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan from The Score in Chicago. Our CBS radio friends here in the Windy City where the Cubs and the Nationals are preparing for playoff baseball game four today. There is rain in the forecast, which is why we are not at Wrigley Field. The show is being brought to you by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. IT orchestration by CDWG, people who get it. Before we get back into the Nats, and FP Santangelo is going to join us to discuss yesterday's game and moving forward at 11:30 or so. Let's talk Redskins 49ers for a moment. This is a game that Washington, if it's going to be a good team, a playoff-bound team, if the Redskins are as good as we're starting to think maybe they are. And I don't think anyone has delusions of grandeur here, but you watched the bye week games like I did, Danny.
Yep.
It was the first time in a long time. The Redskins have been idle for a weekend, and I'm watching around the league, and I'm thinking, the Redskins are better than that team. They're better than that team. And I felt like I got 20 or so teams on that list. I mean, they are a fringe playoff group at this point. But you got to beat teams like San Francisco. Here's the problem. The 49ers are a tough out. Yes, they are 0-4 at this point. But they lost, I should say 0-5. But they lost among those five losses four times in really close games. 12-9 to the Seahawks. Their week one loss to the Panthers ended up looking bad, but in the fourth quarter, that was a close game. They lost by 2 points to the Rams. They lost in overtime to the Cardinals and in overtime to the Colts. So, yeah, they're losing to bad teams, but they're losing close. You kind of feel like you play that many close games, you're due to win one of them. The Redskins had better not let them hang around.
They're not terrible. I know it sounds ridiculous. San Francisco is not terrible. The Redskins should win a game. And this is, by the way, the biggest danger of being a Redskins fan. There's very little should with the Redskins. Everyone talks about playing down to the opponent. The line that I've gone with for years is the Redskins are the down. When a team that isn't very good, like the 0-16 Detroit Lions, comes into town, they go, "Ooh, we might be able to get this one because we're playing the Redskins." So there's no playing down when you haven't been very good for 26 years. But the Redskins should be able to win a game against a West Coast team traveling across the country playing at 10 a.m. their time. You should be able to beat an 0-5 team in your building. If you have any idea, if you have any plans to do anything with this season, you win this football game. Now, it's not going to say that it's easy. You're not just going to cakewalk these guys. They've got good players. Kirk touched on in his interview with us just now. They've got a bunch of first-round talent on defense, and they're starting to gel. They're building, or trying to at least, build the way that Scott McLuhan built them years ago to be a power running team, big physical offensive line with defenders like Patrick Willis that flew around and knocked the snot out of you. That's the idea. Solomon Thomas and company, that was their plan, is to draft guys like that and start to build that kind of physical defense. They have been in every game except for week one against Carolina, who now we know is actually not that bad. Carolina 23-3 in week one. Since then, they gave Seattle everything they could handle. The Rams game was probably the best game of the football season on Thursday Night Football, where they lost by two. They have been in both games against some mediocre to poor teams, Arizona, Indianapolis, etc. They are not going to roll over and die. The thing I've been most impressed by, Jeeps, is how resilient and competitive Kyle Shanahan's got that group.
Yeah.
Now, easy to do now. Maybe if you're 0-9, you're probably not that competitive or resilient. But to this point, they have fought and fought and fought and come up short each time.
Yeah, they're hungry. And this is the kind of game, you may not buy the playing down to their opponent, but in the past where the Redskins have not played well, even last year, similar week of the season, they played the Cleveland Browns at home. They escaped with a win.
They did, right?
It was a game they very easily could have lost, by the way. And if not for a controversial call, remember that lost fumble for the Browns?
Oh, yeah.
That actually shouldn't have been, probably. I mean, they beat the Redskins in that game, and the entire season is very different. Who knows what changes may or may not have been made in the offseason. So I would not take this game for granted. A couple of things for the 49ers. Familiarize yourself with these players on offense. Their starting quarterback's Brian Hoyer. He is going to give you chances to make plays on the football. He has 4 touchdowns and 4 picks this year. His rating is in the mid-70s at this point. You got to pick him off. Now, Josh Norman's out, so that means Quentin Dunbar is going to play. Fabian Moreau is going to play. Bashaud Breeland's your number one corner. He's going to have a tough task in dealing with Pierre Garçon. Garçon, the longtime Redskin, has 10 more catches than anybody else on the 49ers. And matter of fact, the second and third players on the Niners in catches are a running back out of the backfield, Carlos Hyde, and a tight end,
he's a good player,
George Kittle. So among wide receivers, Garçon catches twice as many balls as anyone else that they've got. They're using a guy they paid a lot of money to. So Pierre has to be kept in check. He's averaging more yards per catch this year, about 13.5, than he generally did in Washington. And they got a tough customer between the tackles in Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde, Danny, is a 4.5 yard per carriage, couple of touchdown back this year, who's a handful. If you let him get going, they can stay balanced, set up play action with Hoyer, take some shots down the field to Marquise Goodwin, who's averaging 17 yards a catch. They can get pretty scary. You saw that against the Rams. You saw that in stretches even more recently, you know, against Arizona. But I like the chances of the defense to play very well. You got to keep them in the teens. You got to turn Hoyer over a couple times, and you can probably win a 27-17, a 24-13 type game. But it's going to take turnovers, I think.
Yeah, they got that little scat back, their version of Chris Thompson, Matt Breida, I've never said his name right. It's E-I-D-A at the end, kind of relieves Carlos Hyde, who I've always liked. Always thought he was a really good player with some bad offenses. The other guy, nice little speed, quick receiver, Marquise Goodwin, that they got as well. He's got 240-plus yards receiving as a compliment to Pierre Garçon. But you're right. I mean, but you look at, you go up and down their defense. As Kirk Cousins said, Eric Armstead, first-round pick. DeForest Buckner, first-round pick. Solomon Thomas, first-round pick. Reuben Foster, they traded back into the first round to pick him up as a first-round pick. Eric Reed, first-round pick a few years ago. Jimmy Ward, first-round pick a few years ago. You see the point. That's more than half their defense, first-round picks. You can see where they're committed to trying to build something, and they're kind of skating by on offense right now. I envision they'll probably start to invest there more in the coming off seasons and the like, but you see what they wanted to do. You see they decided that division, they're mirroring Seattle, kind of how they've been built, and that's how they're going about it at this point. So they're not ready yet. This group isn't quite ready to start dominating at points, but they've been physical. They've been pretty good in holding teams down at times while the offense has kind of struggled to find its way. You saw that big explosion in that Rams game where nobody could stop each other. But for the most part, this defense has some athleticism, has some speed, has some power. This is not a gimme. You've got to be on your game. If you are, great chance to win. But again, this is no pushover.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We are live in Chicago, not at Wrigley today because the weather is expected to be inclement this afternoon and into the evening. So we are in wait-and-see mode. The first pitch is scheduled for 5:30 back home in D.C. and about 4:30 here in Chicago. There was a lot of different options. It was kind of moved all over the place. But yeah, that is right now the zone where they think they can get the game in. Game 4 of the division series, a must-win for the Nats after yesterday's Game 3 setback. FP Santangelo of Masson will join us next. We'll figure out if he would make any changes to the starting lineup going into Game 4 on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.